goes baby, 1, 2, 3, then he shifts those ocean eyes back to me. Can't imagine a moment any better than this. Then we kiss. Ooh, life's so sweet right here in the passenger seat.
Smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senate Democrats appear united against the budget plan approved by House Republicans. They're pushing for a one-month extension of government funding, saying the GOP bill gives in too much to President Trump's demands. Hours after tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kicked in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his counterparts from Canada and the EU at a summit in Canada. As the Department of Education layoffs continue, former Education Secretary John King Jr. says students will be hurt.
The truth is that 90% of the decisions that are made about K-12 education are made at the state and local level. The role of the department historically has been to protect civil rights, to make sure that students with disabilities aren't discriminated against, to make sure that students aren't discriminated against based on race or gender.
He says improvement in the department is needed, but not the way it's being done. The EPA is looking to roll back dozens of environmental regulations, including rules limiting vehicle emissions and air pollution. This is ABC News. Former Department of Education employees are speaking out after the agency laid off more than 1,300 workers this week, many of them working on student loans and financial aid. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
1,300 people who thought they had secure government jobs finding themselves suddenly unemployed. The human cost of DOGE. Among them, Joseph Murphy, a longtime management and data analyst whose DOE job was terminated.
Not done anything else for a long, long time, and I'm 56 years old.
Finding himself
suddenly belched out into a job market that has been, at the very same time, severely constricted and also completely flooded.
Saying he doesn't disagree that the federal government needed some restructuring.
But how you do it really matters.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Vermont and Maryland, the latest states reporting cases of the measles. Oklahoma also reporting two new cases. Texas, the epicenter of this winter's outbreak. Hundreds of people there have gotten sick. Two have died, most of them unvaccinated. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, tomorrow. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. The candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court debated for the first and only time Wednesday night. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel debated issues including the state's 1849 law, which prohibits most abortions. Early voting begins next Tuesday. Voters go to the polls April 1st. Madison City Clerk has been put on leave. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway announced Wednesday Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bale has been suspended as part of the investigation into uncounted ballots during the November 2024 election. City Attorney Michael Haas will serve as acting clerk until the investigation's over. And a Republican bill looks to end daylight savings time in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill aims to promote public health, safety, and economic stability. A similar bill was proposed and quickly withdrawn in 2017 following criticism on social media. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Farming is more than a job. It's a way of life that comes with tough challenges. That's why I am proud to be a member of Wisconsin Farm Bureau. They've helped me grow as a leader and prepare me to face whatever comes next. And now I'm part of shaping a better future for Wisconsin agriculture by making my voice heard. Let's grow together. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are watching a pretty strong spring storm system that'll bring some showers tomorrow, some thunder showers tomorrow evening, then rain through Saturday, eventually changing to snow late Saturday into Saturday night. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, warmer, 67, 72 on Friday. Hey, if you want good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's sweet, it's savory, just a hint of smoke. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm Meteor.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle.
Cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little.
I know you've heard that worn out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. Just one look, knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down. Beg you one more time. Yeah, could you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Keep it in the middle of the road, honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right or left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Stick together just like a bow and arrow. We're headed in the right direction, don't lose control. Don't look, don't ever look back. Cause honey, don't you know we're on the right track. We got a combination too good to let go. In the middle of the road, honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
gotta be tough,
tough,
stand our ground.
Don't let nobody pull us down.
Get on the fast lane and take it slow. We
gotta love,
steady as a rock,
flowing like a river, spinning like a top.
We got a combination too good to let go. Let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN XL. Keep it in the middle of the road here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s, expecting 60s today. Our ag weather forecast this hour. We'll also be chatting with Tanner Johnson as well from the Wisconsin Soybean Board. Had a chance to talk with him during the Commodity Classic a few weeks back, so we'll be chatting with Tanner here this hour. It's State Girls Basketball Semifinal Thursday, and we have an exciting day in store here at WRDN. We are going to have coverage of the Elk Mound Xavier Division III state semifinal game. That's going to start at about 1:20 or so. So AgriTalk is going to be preempted. We'll not have the second hour of AgriTalk, and we'll probably miss part of Agriculture on America as well here this afternoon as we're doing the Elk Mound Xavier Division III state semifinal game. Again, coverage with yours truly and Coach Lionel Jones starting at about 1:20 or so. Might even be a little bit earlier than that. Just all depends on how the schedule's working out. And then later on this evening, we'll start our coverage of Durand, Arkansas on their trip to the state girls basketball tournament. They face St. Mary Catholic coming up in the Division IV state semifinal. And we will have our some coverage beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. We're going to start doing some remotes from the Resch Center in Green Bay. And then we'll have our pregame coming up at about 7:55, 8 o'clock thereabouts. And then after the pregame, well, it's going to be yours truly, Coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler with the call. Going to be a fun game tonight, really even this afternoon. It's kind of cool. I'm doing the very first game of the day and the very last game of the day on this state semifinal Thursday. Good luck to Durand, Arkansas and Elk Mound. Let's hope we're doing championship games on Saturday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The Republican-led government funding bill that passed in the House on Tuesday, advancing to the Senate, where it will require a supermajority of at least 60 votes to pass. That means the support of some Democrats is needed. And as we record this on Wednesday, joining us from our nation's capital, Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Paul, government funding in the spotlight this week.
Yeah, it's another busy week here. Obviously, a lot of different developments playing out. The driving activity is around government funding. As you know, there's a deadline for government funding for this Friday at the end of the day. So Congress is working through a bill that would essentially, as drafted, fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year, which runs through September the 30th.
This is all about funding the government, but like most issues out there, this is a partisan one.
And you know, I think it's interesting, right, because the idea or the act of funding the government is something that's supported by all sides. But I think right now there are large disagreements between the two parties as far as obviously some of what's going on within the administration on financing, spending program decisions and personnel decisions and things like that. And so I think while Republicans are going to be more supportive, I think Democrats are looking at the issue partly in the context of what they don't support that the current administration is doing in a number of ways. And I think that difference of opinion between the two sides is sort of bleeding into the debate on government funding, as well as probably some residual disappointment that they're not able to finish the full year bills, at least for some. So those dynamics are likely impacting what's going on.
We're taping this before a vote, but what's the likely scenario of this passing the Senate?
Yeah, so right now it looks like there will be 60 votes in the U.S. Senate to ultimately clear this package and send it to the president's desk for signature. And you know, what that means is there would be a handful of Democratic senators, and maybe more, we don't know what the exact number will be, that would at least vote for the procedural motions to move the bill through, even if they don't vote on final passage of the bill, because they need to get through the larger procedural process in the Senate through the filibuster and whatnot to get it to the final passage point. So I think it's likely at this point that there will be the Democratic Senate votes to go along with Republican Senate votes to get this through ultimately by the end of the week. But the votes are playing out as we go.
Hopefully that the U.S. averts a lapse in funding and keeps things going. You know, through the years, there have been 10 government shutdowns that affected government employees. So this is really nothing new in trying to get everyone to agree on funding the government.
Yeah, and that's the challenge is, you know, when the Congress operates on the short-term spending bills, you have these deadlines come up quite often. You know, some years they're able to complete their full year spending bills, and then you have a pause in these deadlines coming up every so often until September when they reach the new deadline, and then there's a little bit of a period where things are smoother. So, you know, right now, unfortunately, since they aren't doing the full year bills for 2025, we've hit these extensions every few months, and obviously this may be the final one, since this bill is drafted from the House, would go to the end of the fiscal year. But that's the reason behind this sort of constantly coming up.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A discussion of trade between the U.S. and its North American neighbors.
I had a great meeting with the Secretary of Agriculture from Mexico, discussing the importance of our farm products, our agriculture products, continuing to move into Mexico. Our exports are so needed. And then right after that, talk to my counterpart in Canada.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on conversations this week with her U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement counterparts. Recent developments on the trade front include a suspension of scheduled tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada covered under USMCA. With President Donald Trump last week issuing an executive order to delay tariff implementation until April 2nd. Part of that order, reduction of potash imports not subject to USMCA from 25 to 10%. Potash, an important ingredient in fertilizer. The secretary, via press release, said the lower potash tariff will help U.S. growers in managing and securing key input costs as planting season soon begins.
It's USDA Radio's Rod Bain. Join us tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins as we look at scours in young calves from recent research from the Dairy Calf and Heifer webinar. That's tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or Orchard's Appetite, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game-changing medications. All 100% online with Zeldy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zeldy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain
and what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, April up 50 to $17.94, May up 37 to $17.99, June up 19 to $17.62, July up 5 at $17.97. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 2.5 to 167, 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 172.5, 3-trade a barrel, 2-trade a block on the day, cash butter up 1 to 234, 9 trades on the day, Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116, no trades. Dry whey steady at 48, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day after the equity markets traded higher. Stronger boxed beef prices, weakness in beef supply, or at least the lower beef supply, and high beef demand, all combining to help live cattle and feeder cattle markets move higher. Hog markets were mixed. Traders weren't pleased with the fact that cutout values were lower. The nearby month was mostly lower. The trades really kind of waiting for some of that demand to redevelop, but the deferred contracts, though, were slightly higher on the day. April live cattle up $1.85 to $201.40. June up $1.62 to $197.87. August up $1.27 to $195.55. March feeder cattle up $2.75 to $280.25. April up $3.02 to $280.72. May up $2.92 to $281.87. April hogs down 5 cents to $86.50. May up 25 cents to $90.45. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on a broad risk-off type of trade due to the next round of trade concerns rattling the market, this time with the European Union. New crop corn down 6.25 to 448.25. New crop beans down 9 to 1006.5. March wheat down 2.25 to 538.75. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alcivia Durand, cash corn 403, April 406, May 409, new crop 388. Cash beans 911, April 916, May 921, new crop 917. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 412 and 3 quarters, April 418 and 3 quarters, May 424 and 3 quarters, new crop 398 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 421, April 423, and new crop 399. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 4 even, new crop 398. Cash beans 915, new crop 931. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 411, new crop 398. Cash beans 910, new crop 916. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 425, April 430, May 432, new crop 409. Cash beans 948, April 957, May 960, new crop 948. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 396, April 4 even, new crop 391. Cash beans 916, new crop 934. Cattle markets from equity, beef fed cattle 190 to 214, Holstein fed cattle 168 to 185, market cows 104 to 137, bulls 137 to 174, calves 240 to 1110, Beef steers at 243 to 425. Holstein steers 148 to 390. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down. Light lambs 285 and down. Ewes 220 and down. Rams 170 and down. Goat markets, does 360 and down. Bucks 270 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 330, fed lambs 150 to 191, ewes 75 to 115. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story and man, I'm sticking to it. And you know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. My story and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
There's a new song in my life. Some may take love casually, but I know what it's worth to me. I would count the steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given, tip my hat and walk through fire to find shore.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Loved as yours, she was a ponytail porcelain doll. She was draped on his arm like a fine mink fur. She was at his beck and call. I couldn't hear a word he said, but I've heard it all before. And like a rusty hinge on an eerie night, when you slowly close the door, he sent chills up and down my spine. He does. Just a case of heart over mind. And still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf, and I ain't dumb or blind. It's just an elementary simple case of heart over mind. My life full of savile fare, all the things he could say with a smile. And I fell in love on the spot right there. Good Lord, that man had style. Now I know better than to take him back, but I'll take a second look. 'Cause I still get weak when he walks my way, 'cause he sure did a body good. He sent chills up and down my gets through my defenses. It's hard to believe he still sends chills up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind. And still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf and I ain't dumb or blind. It's just
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soy Expo. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And thank you to our expo sponsors, including the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Amplify Health, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anibus Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Joining us today, Tanner Johnson. He is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association, also on the American Soybean Association. And we're going to talk about some of the things going on that Wisconsin growers have been talking about. Tanner, thanks for joining us now with the Wisconsin delegation. We had one resolution that was forward to the national organization. Tell us about that.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brian. I'm happy to be here. We promoted a resolution that passed yesterday in our delegate session, just promoting bio-based diesel for the maritime industry. Obviously, the St. Lawrence Seaway is an important part of Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, and as we have the Port of Milwaukee kind of coming back online with DeLong Company, et cetera, we're really looking to amplify the efforts there, and it passed with a resounding success, and I think we have a lot of national support, so hopefully we can kind of start pushing that snowball down the hill and getting a little bigger.
And I think that's one thing that, you know, all of us always think, oh, well, everything goes down the Mississippi River. Take it to the river. That's what I mean, especially in western Wisconsin. I'm taking it to the river. But this new port in Milwaukee, it's kind of a game changer. And we also kind of forget about the port up in Duluth Superior. And in northeast Wisconsin, well, you know, there is a port in Green Bay. We've kind of forget about our own local areas that can get out to the world market.
Yeah, that's right. Being up in the northwest part of the state, obviously the Port of Superior, Duluth, would be awesome. We're not quite there yet, but we're working on that too. But when the Mississippi has challenges, and we've done a lot of effort or put in a lot of effort to improve that, but if the Mississippi has challenges, the St. Lawrence Seaway does offer an alternative. And I think we have a lot of opportunities. We have some countries around the world that are looking at that as a potential opportunity to maybe find some specialty loads, bringing phosphorus fertilizer in from Morocco, for example. That'd be a really exciting opportunity. Last time we were in D.C. out in July, we actually met with the Moroccan embassy about that very issue, and it is very much on their radar in other countries. So again, hopefully we can start building some momentum, and I'm cautiously optimistic about the future there.
Because it's going to be a benefit not only for them, if it's less expensive for them to go that way, it's less expensive for you for the phosphorus.
Bingo. That'd be a huge opportunity. Decreasing on-farm inputs is kind of the name of the game this year. And if we can get a small win, I think it'll be a huge long-term amount of savings for the Wisconsin soybean farmer.
Talking with Tanner Johnson with the Wisconsin Soybean Association and also Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's also part of the American Soybean Association as well. He's got a lot of hats he's wearing. Let's talk a little bit, Tanner, about, you know, the big issue is the tariff issue and where that could lead. There's already reports. Now, when we did this, this was on March 3rd, but there are reports that China might now start target agriculture products in retaliation. But that I'm sure that is something of concern.
It's certainly of concern, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but China is obviously our biggest customer. American soybean farmers went over there 41 years ago, and established that relationship ourselves. We work really hard to maintain that relationship, and I'm not an alarmist. I don't know if tariffs will be a bad thing, but it seems likely, right? And I really want to force that issue going forward, that China is the biggest customer. And yes, we understand that we may have differences with governments, but we also want their people to be fed, right? And soybean offers an incredible opportunity to feed the masses over there. So that's something that's certainly on top of mind, and we're working hard really pretty much every day on that issue.
And that's, is that, in some respects, Tanner, is that kind of frustrating? Because it was soybean growers that made that relationship. And let's say there's, even if it's a small tariff, is there a concern that the relationship is being damaged because of all of this?
I think it's certainly a concern. I couldn't definitively tell you that it's going to hurt our relationship, and we work hard every day to maintain that. And we do think we have a really excellent presence over in China. But, of course, if we treat our friends poorly, you know, time after time, and they will treat us poorly back, we all kind of end up hurt. And the old saying, right, if you throw stones, someone's going to go home with a broken or with missing an eye, and we hope that's not the case in China.
Talking with Tanner Johnson this morning from Corn Soy Expo. Tanner, over the last year, and I know I've done three or four, five interviews on the soybean foam that was created in Wisconsin, right up the road from Durand. It's so cool. Late last year, I ended up doing an interview with someone from the University of Wisconsin on feeding highly olenic soybeans to dairy cows. And whole new opportunity here. I mean, it's almost like, wow, the hits just keep on coming here. That has to be a huge, and I know, you know, excitement for Wisconsin soybean growers in the industry, and I know that the industry is really looking into this.
Yeah, I actually just got out of a meeting this morning, so I appreciate you bringing that up about that topic. The initial results of a study that the United Soybean Board funded, said that we had an opportunity to add 5 million new acres to this country of soybeans with the plenish high oleic opportunity just in the dairy sector. And obviously, being from Wisconsin, that's really important. So if we can add new acres to our state, that's only going to increase local demand, hopefully narrow up some bases. There's a huge opportunity. And I'm not a dairy farmer myself, but of course, I work with plenty of them. And if we, in the component driven market today, if we can help increase those butter fats, it's a win all around, and happy dairy farmers make for happy soybean farmers.
The other part of this, Tanner, is here's another opportunity again for the dairy farmer that may just be doing the traditional corn and alfalfa rotation. Welcome to soybeans. They can do this too.
Yeah, if we can break up the rotations on dairies, obviously that's a intensive corn on corn rotation typically, and then we can get soybeans into that rotation, we could obviously reduce the reliance on traits and hopefully decrease some input costs. And I think it's a win all around, and we don't often find those times in agriculture, but I'm very optimistic that this is going to be a win all the way around.
And that's the other big part of this is, here's the soybean industry, Wisconsin soybean growers, coming up with something to help Wisconsin dairy farmers, and now dairy farmers are going to be helping soybean growers. It's just that two-way street back and forth. It's almost like a tennis game. It's going back and forth and back and forth, but that's what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all trying to pull the rope in one direction. Agriculture makes up 2% of the population in this country. We know we're in the minority, but we have a passion for feeding the world. And if soybean farmers can help dairy farmers, I think that's just a win-win. And in Wisconsin, we're probably going to beat our chest a little bit louder than the rest of the country. So hopefully we can keep delivering some wins.
Wisconsin soybean growers with the Soybean Association, the Soybean Marketing Board, Tanner Johnson from Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Another windy day today, but warmer temperatures today and tomorrow in our ag weather forecast with those strong southerly winds. A storm system will begin to move in late Friday with showers and thunderstorms expected Friday evening, and that will transition to rain and snow through Saturday from west to east. It'll be cool and breezy Sunday, but highs in the 50s and 60s will return Monday with another cool down and potential for snow in the middle of next week.
Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 60 to 65, relative humidities at 37% to 42%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 44 to 49, relative humidities at 82 to 87%, southeast winds at 8 to 13. For Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain. We'll have highs 69 to 74, relative humidities at 47 to 52%, southeast winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy, rain, highs 45 to 50, southeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of snow, highs 40 to 45.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market downtown Durand and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stirred up dust in the barn can have an effect on the health of your horse. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some horses are extremely sensitive to dust, so do what you can to reduce irritants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
A lot of our equine companions spend a good part of the day confined to their stall. A horse that's coughing, wheezing, and has nasal discharge might appear to have a cold, but could in fact be reacting to dust in the barn. Katie Ivester is a veterinarian at Purdue University. She says dust is generated from several sources, but the biggest culprit is hay.
We've found that horses fed from a hay net that's hung in the stall actually have a much greater exposure to dust than horses that are fed the exact same hay from the ground. So a horse's dust exposure can be reduced just by feeding from the ground. So elevating a horse's feed source, for the most part, is not a good choice when you're trying to decrease the amount of dust that the horses inhale.
Another option is soaking the hay with water before feeding it. This will wet down the dust particles so the horse can't breathe them in. Even stored hay and straw can be dusty, so if you can, keep it somewhere else. Ivester says studies show that good quality wood shavings are better than straw as bedding because they don't produce as much dust. Good ventilation in the barn is another key for easy breathing.
Having doors and windows open, even when it's chilly outside, horses are actually pretty good at dealing with the colder temperatures. So keeping a barn closed, thinking you're going to keep your horses warmer, is usually not the right choice. Keeping the ventilation optimized is always the best thing you can do.
Airflow is a good thing, but if there's a lot of settled dust, moving air can stir it up. Ivester recommends keeping the barn as clean as you can and take the horses outside while you're scooping and sweeping. Wait a while to move them back in after you're done so the dust can settle. You'll find more information on barn dust management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post.